Hello, and a very warm welcome to Radio Prague International with me, David Vaughan. This is the third episode in our radio and podcast series, A Stitch in Time, looking at the recent past through the eyes of the youngest generation.
New York is great. That's why when you curse in English. You learned that in your beloved school, huh?
I sure did.
This week we hear a story of exile and return. Eva Novakova chose the format of a short radio play to draw us into the fascinating world of her great-grandmother Olga. We'll be hearing the whole play a little bit later in the programme, but first, over to Eva.
So my name is Eva, I'm 14, and I live in Prague, Vinohrady. I chose to write about my great-grandmother, who had to leave her home, Slovakia, first, because she was Jewish and Nazis came to power.
So and she left in 1939.
Nine, yes.
You actually wrote the story not as telling her story, but in a slightly different way, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I wrote it as a play. Because I wanted to be in a 7-year-old girl's perspective, Eva, who is asking Olga her life story.
And Eva is your grandmother?
My grandmother, yes.
And so the 7-year-old Eva in the 1960s, she's asking her mother to tell her about her past.
She's about 7 at that time.
This is the North American broadcast of Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, and it's Magazine of the Air.
There is a connection, isn't there, between your great-grandmother and this very building that we're now in, the Czech Radio building?
Yes, my great-grandmother used to work here, and that's why I also chose to write this story about her, because I wanted to kind of bring her back to this building, to the radio.
You are tuned to Radio Prague. I'm Olga Santova.
And some of our listeners will remember your great-grandmother, Olga Santova. Yeah. She was a very good friend of mine over many years. And I think probably Aleš, who's sitting there in the studio as well, probably remembers her as well. She was a much-loved colleague. And it's very nice to have you here in the studio continuing the family tradition. How did you go about writing it? Because sadly, both your great-grandmother and your grandmother died before you were born. So you weren't able to ask them.
Yeah, I asked my dad, who was really close to both of them. I don't even remember when I first heard these stories, because my dad always talks about them.
And your great-grandmother had a very difficult life for much of her life, because she had to flee during the Nazi occupation. She came back. And then she suffered again later in her career.
Yeah, she also, then she worked here at the radio. But then in 1968, she couldn't work here at the radio because of
the Soviet invasion.
Yeah, the Soviet invasion. So she had to leave her work, which she loved a lot. So it was hard for her to leave.
Have you ever thought of a career in radio or in the media? Inspired by your great-grandmother?
Yeah, I do. I want to be as my great-grandmother was. I also want to work here at the radio when I'm older.
In what ways do you think that legacy of your great-grandmother and your grandmother, who was also a very interesting person, I knew her as well. I mean, she was a politician.
Yeah, she was
the head of the Lauder School at one time. In Prague. How do you feel that legacy?
I feel like they're really close to me, both of them. I don't know why, but I just feel the connection. Maybe because people who knew both of them always tell me I look like them. So I kind of feel really connected to them, and I feel like they're very close to me and that we have a lot in common.
My name is Ondřej Novák, and I'm actually the grandson of Olga Santová, the Olga from the story. And I am also the father of Eva, who wrote this story.
When Eva turned up at the radio to talk to us and record her play, she came with her father, Ondřej. I couldn't resist inviting him into the studio as well to say a few words.
Really, I was very close to my mother as well as grandmother, and we spent a lot of time together, all of us. I've been always very interested into the history of my family.
And I remember that Olga was very proud of your mother because she was a teacher, the head teacher of the Jewish school in Prague at the time when it was very new, wasn't it?
Yes, she was actually the first director of the school who actually managed to make the school official, that the Czech authorities would recognize the school.
And she also ended up in the Czech parliament, didn't she?
Yes, my mother became the member of the renewed Czech Social Democratic Party in November 89 already. So she was very active politically, but on the local level. And then she was elected to the parliament.
That's also interesting because your great-grandfather, Eva's great-great-grandfather, was quite a prominent social democrat politician just before and after the war. He's in the radio play that Eva has written.
Before the war in Slovakia, he was kind of the head of trade unions. There were two kinds of them, so he was the social democratic one, not communist one. And then they had to leave for the United States. And when he came back, he became the politician here again. But in the 50s, he was imprisoned because he wasn't a very good friend of Mr. Gottwald and many people like that. But he was really strong. So even though he was in jail for 2.5 years, and they tried to convince him to confess that he did something wrong against Czechoslovakia, he actually didn't. So he was so strong that he didn't.
And I know that your grandmother, Olga, felt a great pain that not long after that he died. He died very young, didn't he, really, as a result of all that he had been through?
Yeah, that's what Olga actually told me, that she hadn't seen him for these 2 years. And then she managed to visit him once in the jail, still in the prison. And she almost didn't recognize him because during all these really hard years, he had the stroke. Nobody gave him any medicine. It had to be really, really hard for my grandmother.
And we've talked about lots of members of your family, including your daughter, your mother, your grandmother. What about you?
I'm the hidden radio lover. That's what I have after my grandmother, that I really love the Czech radio. Otherwise, I studied sociology at the university here in Prague. So that's my job. And then I have many hobbies. The most important one is that I'm leading Israeli folk dancing group here in Prague. And that's what I spent a lot of my time doing this.
I remember that Olga was never religious at all. And I think she was very interested when your mother and you became interested in your Jewishness.
I think it was quite actually difficult, her relationship to Jewishness. Because on one hand, I think, because of her father, who was against religion in general, because he thought by that time in the 30s that religion wasn't the good thing. So my grandmother wasn't religious, and she also had the idea that everyone, like all people, are on the same level. Nobody is more or less, so it is not important whether there is someone Jewish. On the other hand, many of her friends were Jewish. So in the end, you know, we found out that she had quite a strong connection to it. I think maybe because of me and my mother, when we started to be members of the Jewish community of Prague, after the revolution, she also found maybe more the way to the Jewish life.
And your daughter Eva has the same name as your mother, as her grandmother.
Yes. We actually, you know, with my wife, when we were expecting Eva to be born, we were talking about different names first. And we really were not sure, you know, which name would be the best one. And then just one day, we just, you know, somehow realized, wow, but Eva, it's a beautiful name. So why we shouldn't call her after my mother? So we did.
And now, without further ado, here is Eva's radio play. as read in the studio during Eva and her father's visit to the radio. Eva is in the role of her grandmother, her namesake Eva. Leah Gaffin plays Eva's great-grandmother Olga, and Eva's father Andrzej is the narrator.
The story of radio's voice.
It was the night of December the 12th, 1962, in Prague. 7-year-old Eva was laying on her bed, just about to go to sleep. Her mom Olga came up to her bed and sat down.
Eva, sweetie, how was your day? Sorry I came home so late. I had plenty of work down at the radio.
It's okay, Mommy. My day was good. I went to school. Just my lunch was disgusting.
Okay. It's time to go to bed.
Mom, you haven't told me a bedtime story in a while. Can you please tell me one? Please, please, pretty please.
Okay, but only one.
Olga stays quiet for a minute, trying to think of a new story.
You know what? Today, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when I was your age.
Eva looks surprised, because Olga doesn't talk about her past that often.
When I was 7 years old, it was the year 1939. That was a year.
What happened in 1939?
Well, in 1939, the Nazis were long in power in Germany. And
what?
And persecute us.
Eva immediately understands what her mom is talking about. Eva knew that her family was Jewish.
Okay. Anyway, originally we escaped from Slovakia, where we had lived until then. We had a happy life in Bratislava. I went to school, had plenty of friends. My dad had an interesting job. My mom took care of our home life. I had a loving family. Then, one day, in 1938, they arrested my dad. For political reasons. That was a big shock for all of us. It turned our lives upside down. We escaped to Prague, from where, in 1939, my parents and I left Czechoslovakia.
You were able to leave Czechoslovakia?
Well, kind of. My dad got us fake passports, so we left.
How and where did you leave?
Be patient. I'm going to tell you. We were heading to Norway by train, but the funny thing is, we traveled through Germany.
You traveled through Germany? Weren't you scared?
We had to. There was no other way to travel to Norway. But I wasn't scared, because my dad was so strong and didn't want me to worry. He made me feel safe. Plus, at that time, I didn't realize how dangerous it was.
What did you do then in Norway?
We were in Norway for a year. My dad was working there, and I went to school.
You went to school in Norway. How did you understand Norwegian?
At first, I didn't know a word in Norwegian. But after a month or so, I learned to speak fluently. It's easier at that age. I also had the best grades possible.
I see who I got it from.
So, our journey continued on to Sweden when the Germans invaded Norway. In Sweden, we went to a refugee camp. It was much worse than it had been in Norway. At least we met many inspirational people in Sweden, like Willy Brandt. I remember my dad being very close to him. They had a lot of things to talk about, since they were both social democrats.
Wait, who is Willy Brandt?
Willy Brandt is a man who met J.F. Kennedy, the American president. And I have a feeling he will be a very successful man.
Wow, that is huge!
Eva said, even though she didn't quite understand Olga's last sentence.
After living a few months in the refugee camp, we traveled on to Russia. Well, not really. My dad found a job in America. But to get to America, not crossing Germany or the sea, because it was dangerous at that time, we had to travel to Russia first.
Did you have to learn Russian to attend another school in Russia?
This time, no. We just crossed Russia, where we spent a few days on the train. We used the Trans-Siberian Railway, which people who are familiar with would imagine as a long, endless track of rails through Russia. Surprisingly, we weren't there yet.
This story is as long as the Trans-Russian Highway.
First of all, my life still continues. Secondly, it's the Trans-Siberian Railway. Yokoso to Japan.
Yo what?
Yokoso is welcome in Japanese, the only word I know. As you might have figured out, we were in Japan.
Japan? Why Japan?
From Japan, there were boats traveling to America. In Japan, we met our old friend from Slovakia. He offered us that he'd buy the boat tickets for us. But it turned out he took our money and disappeared. After the war, we met him again in Slovakia. As he felt guilty for stealing our money, he has been our dentist since then, for free.
How did you get to America without your money?
I don't know. My dad was the one who took care of that. So finally, we came to America. But from Japan, we came to the west side of America, and my dad had his job in New York, which is the opposite end of America. So we crossed the whole of America, and we finally reached our new home.
Didn't you miss Czechoslovakia?
Well, kind of. It was pretty scary to think I might never come back to my first ever home. But on the other hand, what I experienced in New York, I wouldn't change for anything.
What was so amazing about New York?
I'm not scared to say that I fell in love with New York. It was so different.
What was so different comparing to before?
People, the way of life, their view of life. It was finally safe, full of energy, buildings. The buildings there were so tall. Now I remembered that in New York, you almost don't see the sky because of the skyscrapers.
I want to go to New York. For how long did you live there?
Like 5 or 6 years.
You didn't go to school the entire time.
Of course I went to school. Actually, school there was so fun. I made plenty of friends there. And again, I was a good student.
Okay.
But I really loved New York. I must take you there once. You will love it. Even though I lost a few years of my life because of the war, I would never change the experience I got there. I learned how to speak English, made lifetime friendships, and overall, New York is great.
That's why when you curse in English. You learned that in your beloved school, huh?
I sure did.
Why did you come back to Czechoslovakia when you loved New York that much?
Because my dad wanted to rebuild Czechoslovakia after the war as a politician. But believe me, at that time, if I could have, I'd have stayed in New York.
If you stayed there, you wouldn't have met my dad and wouldn't have me.
True enough. It was worth coming back. I'm also grateful to New York for my English, because without it, I couldn't be doing what I love, doing interviews in English for broadcast abroad. Okay, now really, it's time to go to bed.
Eva is so tired, she doesn't even have energy to complain. Olga covers her with a blanket and gives her a good night kiss. Eva is still thinking about what her mom just talked about. She can't even imagine what she has been through. First living in a peaceful life in Slovakia, then having to move to Prague because her dad was in a jail. Not only that she left her first home, she had to leave even her second home. She was in a school in Norway, traveled to Russia, Japan, and then finally America. Her mom should make a whole book out of her adventures. Then she realizes how strong her mom is. Even in the darkest parts of her life, she has a smile on her face and believes in a bright future.
I want to be like her one day.
Eva turns off her light and falls asleep.
That was The Story of Radio's Voice, written by Eva Novákova, a radio play about her grandmother and great-grandmother. We'll be coming back to the period of the Second World War next week with two very different stories of courage and sacrifice. But in the meantime, many thanks to Eva, to her father, Andrei Novák, to Leah Gaffin, and also to Bára Dočkalová and Vít Beneš for the music. And we also heard a little bit of the wonderful Czech jazz composer and pianist Jaroslav Ježek. Don't forget that you can hear and read all the stories on the Radio Prague International website, radio.cz. From me, David Vaughan, and all of us here, goodbye.
Bez hlavy a bez paty. Svět je jako pustá ulice. Ještě k tomu včera, pane, vylili mi péra z bytu. Motám se tu jako jepice. Po cihelnách spím ze smetí. A popelím se jako slepice. Bez bytu a bez šatů. Jdou za mnou jen stopy zavátý. Po všechny ty roky, pane, dupou za mnou kroky dupou a šlapou mi přitom na paty. Když se ohlídnu, zase vidím jen za sebou svý stopy zavátý. A kdo to tu dupe? A kdo to tu chodí? Kdo mě to nenechá spát? A jde svou cestou, ať mě nebudí.
za mnou chodí strejček hlad, bez hlavy a bez paty. Mám život jak zmoklá slepice, doví kolik roků, pane, třeba jen pár kroků, třeba zajdu někde jako jebice. Je to zatraceně jednotvárná, zatraceně dlouhá ulice.